I'd like to go to my scripture reading today. And my scripture reading is in Colossians 3 and starting at verse 12. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whosoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly bless within you, with all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Wives, be subject to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be embittered against them. Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these wonderful love, words of love and hope and faith. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that you let us know the things that are important in life. And Lord, to be obedient to you and to love you with all of our heart and mind and soul. Lord, and put you first above all things. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you keep us in your word and on that path that will lead to you. In the name of Yeshua, your Son, we ask, and amen. And my title of my message to you today is Debts to Our Children. And the text that I have is Deuteronomy 6 and 6 and 7. And these are wonderful words that would really be good for you to have highlighted in your Bible because it's words that a family can be instructed by, and wonderful words to guide us in the nurturing of our family. And in Deuteronomy 6, 6 and 7, my text says, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." I think that just about covers at all times. At all times, we need to have in our mind and in our heart our thankfulness to God and the instructions by His Holy Spirit that is brought to us for us to keep in our mind and our heart and for us to give as instructions to our sons and daughters to raise them and nurture them in the admonition of the Father. The title that I chose today, Debts to Our Children, it perhaps may provoke somewhat of a negative reaction from parents, but yet at the same time arouse the curiosity of the young. It's normal for children to feel that their parents, and for that matter, the whole world owes them something. the immature are always somewhat self-centered. They could think in terms of what others can do for them, and perhaps in their way of thinking should do for them. Wise parents, however, they're going to guide their children away from these somewhat selfish kind of attitude, self-centered kind of thinking. And they will hopefully bring their children to realize that it's all not just about them. They will guide their children into knowing that the world and others don't really owe them anything. You know, God put us in this world to work and to love and to obey. And He reminds us of things that we are to relay to others, to help lead and guide them in their lives, make their lives better so that their lives can be more of a blessing to others. There are, however, certain obligations and responsibilities. Perhaps you might could even call it debts in the relationship between mothers and fathers and their sons and daughters. Debts that we owe to our children. And the first of those is that children deserve to be desired. Children absolutely deserve to be wanted, and know that they are wanted, and that they are loved, and that they are needed, that they're an important, non-replaceable part within each and every family. It's a tragedy for a child to be born into a home where they don't have that knowledge of being wanted and being needed. But it's a very much a deprivation for them to have anything less. They need to have that constant inward assurance that they are wanted and that they're fully accepted by their parents. It's a tragedy for a child to feel unwanted because they perhaps have overheard their parents saying something to the effect that perhaps they wanted a child of a different sex. And you can imagine what that feels like. And so God wants us to know that what He has given us is what we need and what we needed at the time, and that we are to accept it as a blessing from Him and take it and go on and nurture the blessing that He has given us without any second thoughts or reservations, and particularly none that are outward enough to be perceived and known by one of the children. So children, firstly, they need to know that they are wanted and needed. And secondly, they need the devotion of their parents. As sunshine is to the plant, so love is to the children. Affection and devotion are as necessary for the emotional well-being of children as food is for our physical sustenance and growth. Thirdly, parents should disciple their children. And part of that naturally involves discipline. Discipline and discipleship. In the Great Commission, Jesus commanded his disciples to so condition themselves that they're traveling, in their traveling about, that they would come to make disciples. And so it is within the home. As we read and study God's Word and we know His instructions and His words to lead and guide us, so it is that He requires us to use that knowledge to pass on to our children and to our grandchildren, and to let them know not only of these things to do and not do and the obedient kind of thing, but to let them know of our love for our Heavenly Father, for our love for His plan. Let them know that we depend on the Father for all things, that we go to Him for our needs without reservations, and that He has delivered us in times of need. He has answered our prayers. He has healed our bodies and minds. And you know, when our children hear those kind of things from our mouths, it will strike home. It will be just like the Bible let us know, bring up a child in the way in which he should go, and he won't disregard it. He won't forget it. It will stay with him the rest of his of their life. And thank God for that. And all of that is part of the discipleship of our children. And next, children must have moral discipline. And parents should teach their children this kind of moral character that I'm talking about, and expect it of them. The word discipline is related to the word disciple, which means a learning discipline. It refers to control, educating. And with reference to the family, it means the control and directing of the members of that group, especially children. The big problem is parental discipline. The discipline of our children must be a partnership. It has to be a partnership in which the children is involved and know what's expected of them, and the parents have to be the kind of parents that shows the same kind of character and discipline that we expect of our children. And then our Heavenly Father has to be part of that relationship, part of that partnership between us and our children and our Heavenly Father and His loving Son, Yeshua. And our children needs to know the plan of the Father for us individually and personally and for all of mankind. We need to teach them, and they need to know the plan. They didn't just come into this world without any purpose whatsoever. God had a purpose for every life. And He has a gift for every life. And there are those out there in this world that only you as an individual and a person, only you can reach with the words that only you have and the way in which you bring them and express them. There is a reason, many reasons why you are here, why God saw fit to let you be born into this world at the time and the place and under the specific circumstances that you were brought into this world. And we need to realize that. We need to relay this on to our children, that they will know this is what we believe. Discipline of our children should be firm. It should be consistent. But it should not be harsh and without mercy and without forgiveness and never without love. Discipline must be with all of those principles in mind. Those principles are the principles that God deals with us, our Heavenly Father, and we as His sons and daughters. This is how He deals with us. Why should it not be expected that we would do the same in our relationship with our children? And we should. And next, parents should dedicate their children. And you know, nothing is more wonderful to me as an event and as a particular point in time is to be within God's house. And at that time in which we bring a youngster, perhaps even a baby, and bring him to the front, him or her, and dedicate them and their lives and the protection and guidance of them, we dedicate them in that kind of a way to the Father in heaven. We place the lives of our children and the outcome thereof in the Father's hand. What better thing could we possibly ever do for our children, each and every one of them? We should dedicate our children to God. Do you remember the story of Hannah and how she so longed for a child? And it had been delayed. And she so much desired that God would bless her in childbearing. And one day, as her faith was at that point in time, and the circumstance was that God would have, God blessed her with that child that she had so long longed for. And it was really something how she immediately wanted to dedicate the child back to God. Give the child back to God. Let the child very, very soon in early life, let it go out of her home and away from her, so to speak, and be a servant to God in the house of God. That is just one of the most wonderful things among many that you can read in God's Word. After so long wanting a child, then after being so blessed, being willing to give up the child being around her at all times and letting the child be dedicated and put at work for the Father. That is wonderful. Parents should always know that they should always feel that they should bring their children to the house of God, and they should bring them to the Father for His personal blessings to them. Next, parents should develop their children. In Proverbs 22:6, we read, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." I like things that give guidance and stability to our way of thinking of what exactly we are expected of us, what we should do and not do. And these words let you know, nurture a child in the way in which he should grow up and the way that the Holy Spirit lets you know is right. And the way that God's Word lets you know is right. Let your child know that. Train him up in the way in which he should go. And when he is older, he will not depart from it. No ifs, ands, and buts. No exceptions to the rule. This is a blank statement. When he is older, he will not depart from it. Those are great words. And these way that we bring up our children will develop them the fullest that they can be mentally, socially, economically, spiritually, most important. But they will receive all of that in the way that we bring up our children under the nurture and admonition of the Father. Parents should defend their children. The world and the flesh and the devil will devour and destroy our children unless there are some built-in defenses that will make this impossible. You know, there's some that in the light of recent happenings might initially think of natural materialistic things like policemen and loaded guns. But you know, the Word of God lets us know that training and admonition should be in those things that are of the Lord. In those things in which we have known and come to know as the right way to grow up and to live by. These things of the world will destroy our children unless there are built-in defenses within that child's heart and mind. And this is what we're talking about. The training up with these things that will develop that child in the right way. And parents can build these defenses within the child. First, we need to be somebody for God. When our children look at us, they need to know what kind of person we are and what we stand for. They need to know that we have certain values. They need to know that there's certain things that they can count on with us, and it will be consistent, and it will be things that reflect what God's Word lets us know of how we should live our life and how we should be that type of example that others see and perhaps want to emulate. And our children will see those qualities within us too. And they will want those things. If we respond to God's love and grace and power, we can be proper parents and meet our obligations to our children. We need to be somebody for God. And we need to do something for God. And our children will see what we do. And whether it is totally selfish and materialistic and only about ourselves, or perhaps only our immediate family, or whether it is unselfish, and whether it's not materialistic, and whether it is a reflection of what God would have us to do and live our life. They will see those qualities, and they will know. And this will provide the right kind of incentives for them. We must do something for God. Life is made up of being and doing. We must be somebody if we want to do something significant. And God's Word has the best guidance for that that is available anywhere. The best defense that we can provide for our children is inward rather than external. It's what goes into our children and hopefully comes from God through us into our children. That's the best kind of things that we can do for our children. We can meet our obligations and responsibilities and opportunities as parents through faith and faithfulness. When we bring our children in a consistent manner, in a dedicated manner, when we bring our children and our grandchildren into the house of the Lord on a consistent, dedicated basis to hear the words that are expressed therein, then that helps put into their hearts and minds those kind of principles that are all most important. Faith and faithfulness, they will learn. We should put our faith in our Lord, and then we should follow Him faithfully, consistently, dedicatedly, unreservedly. I thank the Lord for His blessings on each one of our families, for all of these wonderful children that He has blessed us with, and for our grandchildren and even great-grandchildren. I don't know if anybody has great-great-grandchildren. Do they, June?
Not yet.
Not yet. But close, I'm sure. And we thank the Lord for all of this. Children are wonderful blessings from God. If you would, stand with me right now. And I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful Shabbat Shalom. May the peace overflow you this day with God's blessings on you. Let's read His blessing to us right now together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Wonderful words. Bow with me.